In this week's parsha, we read the second portion of Shema. And the pasuk says, "El avdei b'chol levavchem." We are obligated to serve Hashem with all of our heart. Rashi quotes a Gemara in Masechtas Tanis, "Eizu avodah shebelev." What is the service that is done with the heart? And the Gemara answers that tefillah. This refers to prayer. And the question is, what is the connection between your heart and tefillah? And how exactly do we serve Hashem with our heart? So let's address a very deep fundamental question about tefillah. What is the purpose of prayer? Doesn't Hashem already know what's best for us? Hashem is omniscient. He knows exactly what we want. So why do we spend hours every day in prayer? Are we trying to appease Him? Are we trying to change His mind? If it is Hashem's will to give us something, He will give it to us even without davening. And if it's not His will, how will davening help? So Rav Hirsch, quoting the Sefer Ikran, offers a beautiful concept of tefillah. And this is a total game changer in the way we understand tefillah. He says, the answer lies in the very word that Chazal used for tefillah. And that word is lehispalel. Like we find in Masechtas Brachos, ein oimdim lehispalel. The root of lehispalel is palel. The meaning of palel is not to pray, but to judge or to evaluate. As the pasuk says, vaveini pelilim, we were judged by our enemies. Lispalel is a reflexive verb. It means to judge yourself. Tefillah is about introspection. It's about self-evaluation. Prayer is not about changing Hashem's mind. He's immutable. It's about changing ourselves. Hashem sometimes gives us hardships and challenges to inspire us, to improve our ways. So if through tefillah we change ourselves, we elevate ourselves, we become more righteous, now Hashem says, you know what? They no longer need this hardship. They don't need these sorrows anymore. I will take it away. And this is the purpose of tefillah. And this is why tefillah is called avoda, because it's hard work. Because we need to change ourselves. And change is never easy. And that is why it's called avoda shebelev, because true change begins in the heart. However, when a person reaches this level of introspection, that tefillah is guaranteed to be answered. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Kolakavei Amakam L'Tfilasa, anyone who sets a fixed place for his tefillahs, Elokei Avraham Be'Ezra. The God of Avraham is on his side. Hashem will answer his tefillahs. How do we know this? Says the Gemara, we know this from Avraham Avinu. Avraham, as we know, davened incessantly to save the city of Sodom. And ultimately, he was not successful. However, the pasuk says, Vayashkem Avraham Be'Boker. Avraham woke up early in the morning and he davened. Where did he daven? El Amakam Asha'amacham. He went back to the place where he davened previously, at the same exact place that he always davens. Avram personified Makam Kavua. Avram said, it's not the location that is the problem. If my tefillah is not effective, that means I have to change myself. I must be more diligent. I must turn up the intensity of my tefillahs. I have to immerse myself in a process of self-analysis and contemplation, and daven with more kavana, with more intent. He said, I'll stay at the same location, and I'll work on improving myself. Changing ourselves, that is the essence of tefillah. Believing in the power of change, believing in the power of our tefillahs, that is what will ultimately bring about our yeshuas. There's an incredible story told about a young couple from Yerushalayim. They got married with all the hopes and dreams of every young Jewish couple, raising children and teaching them Torah and seeing lots of Yiddish nachas. But the Rabbanu Shloim had other plans in mind. 2 years passed, and they weren't yet blessed with a child. Worry and concern started creeping in. 5 years passed, and still nothing. Now they were beside themselves. They sought help from various doctors and organizations, but nothing seemed to work. 10 years passed, and reality began setting in. So they decided to adopt a child. And they were so grateful when they found an adorable young baby girl, and they raised her like their own. When the girl was 6 years old, the school she attended made a siddur party, celebrating the commencement of learning how to daven. Her mother was invited to the party. After the performance, the young girl runs over to her mother, clutching her siddur so proudly. And she says, Ima, I'm so excited to have my own siddur. Why? Asked the mother. Ima, achshav ani yechala litpalel, because now I'll be able to daven. Shevela, what are you going to daven for? Her mother asked her. And she said, I'll daven for a little sister. I'm an only child, I need a sibling. And the mother smiled sadly. She didn't have the heart to tell her otherwise. But 9 months later, that mother was holding her first biological child. That is the power of a munapshuta, the pure, simple faith of an innocent child. And that is the power of Avodah Shebelev. It can even bring about the impossible. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.